So we've got an old man who passed away in a nursing home from COVID-19. Cause of death, not so crucial. More just threw that in there just for sake of current events. But otherwise, this question is very straightforward. They say myocardial concentric thickening, large nuclei seen on light microscopy. These findings reflect hypertrophy, okay? So concentric thickening. I've chatted about this before where concentric thickening is always pathologic. It's where we have a thickening of the left ventricle where additional sarcomeres are laid in parallel. And this is a result of pressure overload on the heart, increased afterload, classically with systemic hypertension, also aortic stenosis, sometimes hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy. But concentric hypertrophy, pressure overload, increased afterload, we could see an S4 heart sound as associated, reflecting diastolic dysfunction. Okay, so this is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Okay, concentric hypertrophy is classic for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Once again, we'd see an S4 heart sound, diastolic dysfunction. We'd have increased left ventricular end diastolic pressure, constant left ventricular end diastolic volume, and we'd have normal ejection fraction in this patient. A lot we can chat about, but that's what we see for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. In contrast, eccentric hypertrophy should be noted is a volume overload, increased preload. It's what we see with aortic regurgitation pathologically. We could also see it physiologically with cyclists or triathletes who have a high cardiovascular capacity. The large nuclei seen here are just reflective of the general hypertrophy. This can be choice A, cytomegalovirus, can be a distractor because if you do light microscopy of cells infected with CMV, then they can have large nuclei, which classically have an owl eye appearance. If they had said in the vignette, for example, you have this guy who had a renal transplant, a kidney transplant 6 months ago, now he has declining renal function, biopsy shows large nuclei with intranuclear inclusions, that could reflect CMV, okay? Quite a different vignette. Blood transfusions, organ transplant recipients, these are the ones who get CMV classically. A lot we can chat about. Sometimes CMV causes mononucleosis, EBV about 90% of the time, CMV 10%. Endocardial fibroelastosis, that's a distractor. That's just a pediatric condition characterized by thickening of the myocardium. So it's a cause of restrictive cardiomyopathy. It won't show up on the USMLE, but the bottom line is it's pediatrics, usually presents age 2 and younger. Hemochromatosis can cause either restrictive or dilated cardiomyopathy. That's when we have iron overload, okay, autosomal recessive, chromosome 6, HFE gene, classically C282Y or H63D missense mutations. But hemochromatosis, as I said, can cause dilated or restrictive cardiomyopathy. And sometimes students will say, yeah, but like, which one is it? Like, if I had to choose in a question just blindly, like, which one is more common? It's whichever the vignette gives you. I mean, if they give you a dilated heart, lateralized apex speed, an S3 heart sound, and enlarged cardiac silhouette on a chest x-ray and pulmonary edema, I mean, that's going to be dilated cardiomyopathy from hemochromatosis. If they give you a small heart and they give you diastolic dysfunction, S4 heart sound, if they give you a JVD and hepatosplenomegaly and peripheral edema, then that's going to be reflective of restrictive cardiomyopathy. But either way, hemochromatosis is a distractor here. USMLE likes to give you bronze diabetes for that, where they'll say, hyperpigmentation due to hemosiderin deposition. You can get increased fasting glucose due to iron deposition in the tail of the pancreas causing diabetes or prediabetes. And then you can get other findings such as cardiomyopathy or arthritis, okay? Hemochromatosis causes pseudogout. A lot we can chat about. Don't want to get too off topic. But you should know it's kind of a weird factoid that pseudogout, which is calcium pyrophosphate deposition disease, is caused by the etiology. The two most common etiologies are primary hyperparathyroidism and hereditary hemochromatosis. And pseudogout will present as either a monoarthritis of a large joint, such as the knee, or it can present as an osteoarthritis-like presentation of the hands in someone with hemochromatosis. So for these types of questions, they could have said the guy has had a history of arthritis of the hands, he had increased fasting glucose, he had hyperpigmentation of the forearms, and he had a small heart or a big heart, okay? And then that's when hemochromatosis would be the answer. Once again, we've already mentioned that hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is the answer here. Due to our concentric hypertrophy, we'd expect an S4 heart sound. Hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy, although I mentioned briefly that can cause concentric hypertrophy, HOCM, hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy, HOCM is our classic mutation in beta myosin heavy chain gene. It's going to be sudden death in young athletes, right? Autosomal dominant. It's going to cause asymmetric septal hypertrophy. It's going to lead to early death. I mean, the chance of reaching 92 with HOCM, very unlikely. Of course, we can speculate about being medicated and stuff, but it's only recently, you know, not a guy who's 92, it's not going to happen. You're not going to have HOCM. If someone does have HOCM, let's say you have an 18-year-old who has a 2-on-6 mid-systolic murmur that gets worse with Valsalva maneuver, then, which is HOCM, then we could give him propranolol, okay? HOCM gets worse with decreased preload in the heart. It gets worse with lower volume. All the murmurs get worse with more volume in the heart, but HOCM and mitral valve prolapse get worse with less volume in the heart, and we can give propranolol beta blockers, which slow the heart rate, increase time for diastolic filling, increase preload, and can actually mitigate HOCM. But once again, you wouldn't get HOCM in a 92-year-old man. That's it.